Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Thanks for having us on today. We do appreciate it. Beautiful Tuesday night, bands on the beach. Getting ready to roll in less than 1 hour on the casino beach stage. Take along the beach chairs, the blankets, leave the glass and the pets at home. But it's going to be a great night tonight. Brandon Giles is on the stage tonight. Okay, let's go ahead and dive into the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Okay, if the government shuts down tonight, there is a possibility the Blue Angels schedule might be affected. During the 2013 government shutdown, the Navy grounded the Blues for the remainder of that season. Lawmakers have until midnight tonight to come to an agreement on a spending bill. Failure to reach a resolution would impact tens of thousands of Floridians.
Number two.
And forecasters at the NHC say Cat 1 Imelda, pushing winds of 80 miles per hour, and is centered 250 miles east of Cape Canaveral, moving away from the U.S. coastline. Coastal flooding is possible from Florida's Space Coast to North Carolina's Outer Banks. Hurricane Hunter flights are scheduled again today to monitor the system. The Gulf of America will continue to remain calm.
Number three.
Innovative Transport and Logistics Solutions. They've agreed to pay the nearly $500,000 fuel bill it owes Escambia County. ITL officials say the company had been authorized to use county fuel for its vehicles. However, County Administrator Wes Marino said, wait a minute, don't go so fast. Said the ITL's fuel cost was not included and part of the contract. ITL has agreed to pay the bill by Friday. The company's contract is set to expire this afternoon.
All righty. Since we're knocking on the door of 6:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Let's see. At our last check, we were only dealing with two major spots. That was going to be where Avalon Boulevard meets Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling southbound on Avalon, coming over the water and heading towards the Tiger Point area. Also had some backup still on Three Mile Bridge, traveling southbound, heading into Gulf Breeze. But both of those spots looking, for the most part, clear right now, so there's not much holding you up at this time. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so. As for your weather, it's 81 degrees, low of 71 tonight. The next several days are going to see the highs start to creep down. Tomorrow is going to be 87. Come Saturday, going to be looking more like 84, but I'm sure some rainfall chances play a bit of a role in that.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, ahead of tonight's potential government shutdown, Northwest Florida Congressman Jimmy Patron is saying the Republicans have done their job when it comes to preparing for the possible shutdown. Well, Patronus says the language used in the Democrats' proposals really borders on extreme questionable items.
They're very misleading. So the language they have got basically says would extend health care benefits, but essentially it captures illegal aliens that are in the United States being eligible for health care. So what's happened is this play here allows blue states like a California and New York, it allows them to go and count these bodies in their Medicaid totals to draw down dollars in order to make them fungible for other purposes in those states. It's just fraught with exploitation, and we have told them, look, we hear you. Let's go back to the drawing board if there's a new way you want to look at this, but we're not going to fund illegals. The Democrats are not being forthcoming because the bill right before them right now is clean. There's nothing on it.
Okay, Congressman Patronus is also getting local Northwest Florida support for the government to not to give in to the liberal Democratic agenda.
Well, I just bumped into a constituent on the sidewalk. I'm over here in Destin right now. And he said, Jimmy, he says, I know that y'all are, you know, pushing back. He says, I hope y'all shut it down. He says, quit caving in to the extremes of the Democratic Party. And at the end of the day, I hate wasting money. I've never been somebody who likes to waste money. I know that the citizens of Congressional District 1 spend their money better than Washington, D.C. does. And when we allow other states who are poor stewards of their resources because they can't get their own financial household in order, should not be at the expense of the good, hardworking folks of my district.
Okay, hundreds of thousands of essential workers would be told to come in to work without pay. All government employees are guaranteed back pay once they do return to work. However, federal contractors not guaranteed the money.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, Florida Commissioner of Agriculture Wilton Simpson says the state plans to preserve more than 10,000 acres of working farms and ranches through the Rural and Family Lands Protection Program. He says the easements will prevent future development and support Florida's agricultural economy. Since its start in 2001, the program has safeguarded nearly 220,000 acres. Simpson says the effort underscores the state's commitment to securing our food supply and maintaining Florida's rural way of life.
618 News Radio 92.3. A Florida teenager is facing potential charges for faking his own abduction and assault, leading deputies on a wild goose chase. Evan Brown has more from Miami.
An Amber Alert posted for an abducted 17-year-old boy prompted an intense search by deputies in Marion County, Florida this weekend. It started when the teen sent text messages begging his family for help, claiming he was not only taken but shot. Sheriff Billy Woods says it was found out to be a dangerous ruse.
Who had a handgun with him since the beginning of all of this, chose to shoot himself in the leg.
The wound wasn't life-threatening, but the boy is now believed to have abandoned his truck and was hiding out in a tent. He could face charges for false reports. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And speaking of hoaxes, an investigation underway after a report of gunshots at the University of Florida turned out to be a hoax. The school sent an alert at around 9:30 last night that shots were fired on campus near the library. About half an hour later, though, the school said no shots had been fired after all, and the incident was consistent with hoax calls.
Yeah, it was a short-term deal on that. The death of a 32-year-old man on a Universal Studios Orlando roller coaster earlier this month, bringing claims of other issues with that ride now. Folks saying they're having a little problem with that ride. Here's Grinnell Scott.
Kevin Rodriguez Zavala died while riding Universal's Stardust Racers coaster, which can go up to 62 miles an hour. Attorney Ben Crump, who represents Zavala's family, says others are now reporting failing restraints and blunt force injuries on that ride.
This shows that Kevin's case was not an isolated incident.
A medical examiner ruled blunt force impact killed Zavala. Large Florida parks such as Universal and Disney are exempt from state inspections, performing their own. Crump is calling for more government oversight. Universal said in an earlier statement the ride worked as intended, but they have not reacted to the additional complaints. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
All righty, knocking on the door of 620 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Severe from Vicks.
Sinex Severe nasal spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Severe instantly relieves nasal congestion and works six times faster than nasal decongestant tablets. The 12 hours of relief allow you to get back to the moments that matter without congestion.
Daddy, we need more balloons.
On it.
Try Sinex Severe from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in Thursday at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, Thursday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
623 News Radio 92.3, another sign that the job market continues to crank up. Here's Jenny Casola.
Job creation was stronger than expected on the last business day of August. The Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey found 7.2 million openings. The previous month was revised higher, also to 7.2 million. There were fewer job openings in construction and federal government. Total separations from jobs decreased in accommodation and food services, arts, entertainment, and recreation, but increased in state and local government, excluding education. Jenny Casola, Fox News.
All right, 624, News Radio 92.3, stocks ending mixed. Yeah, one bad day on the market. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks gaining steam before the closing bell and ending higher on the last trading day of the month and quarter as a potential government shutdown looms. Stocks finishing the month and quarter with gains, with the Dow notching its fifth straight positive quarter, defying September's weak history. Shares of Pfizer jumped 7% after President Trump said that the pharma giant will cut the price of all of its prescription drugs sold to Medicaid and will introduce all new prescription drugs at a most favored nation price. The Dow winners, Nvidia, Merck, and Amgen. The Dow declined Goldman Sachs, American Express, and Salesforce. The Dow rising 82 points for its eighth record close of the year. The Nasdaq up 69. S&P 500 up 27. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, sir. Luckily, not much going on the roads from what I can see. If you're dealing with backups wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long. As for your weather, 81 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Going to be sunny, mostly clear, maybe some partly cloudy at times over the course of the next few days. But we're going to see the highs start to slowly creep down throughout that span. And once we get into Saturday, your high is only going to be 84 degrees. But that's partially because we got some rainfall chances coming in.
You and I have been watching some B-roll coming out of North Carolina. And even though Imelda's out there in the Atlantic, it is causing some pretty nasty damage along the coastline of North Carolina. So what we're talking about, Hurricane Imelda moving eastward away from the U.S. out in the Atlantic. But Hurricane Umberto also building up. Haley Meyer, she's tucked away in Bermuda this afternoon with the latest conditions.
The Atlantic Tropics has been active over the last couple of weeks. First with Hurricane Umberto, a Category 5, the second time we've had a Category 5 yet this hurricane season. We haven't seen something like that happen since the Great Depression. Umberto now sliding to the northeast of Bermuda, bringing tropical storm force wind gusts at times, heavy rain. But the bigger threat is Imelda. Imelda forming over the Bahamas, becoming a hurricane, and now moving further north along the Florida coast before getting yanked out to the east towards Bermuda. Bermuda could be dealing with a direct landfall. Hurricane force wind gusts on the order of 100 miles per hour, all possible. In addition, we've also tracking out some very heavy rain at times. In Bermuda, Haley Meyer, Fox Weather.
And a Boston judge has found that the Trump administration violated the First Amendment by targeting international students engaged in pro-Palestinian advocacy. A lawsuit was first filed in March challenging the administration's actions after immigration authorities arrested recent Columbia University grad Mahmoud Khalil. The judge's decision only assessed whether the administration had adopted an unlawful policy, but a remedy will be determined at a later phase of the case.
New Jersey Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mikey Sherrill, under pressure to release her records from her time at the Naval Academy. What did she do? Allegedly, she was involved in a cheating scandal. Want to find out more about that? Brian Yenis has more.
Republican Jack Cittarelli releasing a new ad implicating Democratic Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill of being involved in the 1994 cheating scandal. Last week, Sherrill, a veteran Navy pilot, admitted that she was barred from walking at her graduation because of the scandal. Now, she says she did not cheat, but was punished for not snitching on her classmates. Cittarelli says Sherrill should prove it by releasing her records from her time at the academy. On a separate issue entirely, Sherrill's unredacted private military service records were released to the public, leaking her social security number and her family's personal information. The National Archives says it was an error by a low-level technician who released it to an ally of Cittarelli.
And Hillary Clinton facing backlash for comments she made during a recent MSNBC interview. The former Democratic presidential nominee appeared on Morning Joe last week and said white men of a certain persuasion are doing damage to what we should be aiming for. Clinton's comments caught the ire of conservatives on social media, who highlighted the timing of these remarks, which soon followed the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk earlier this month. She also suggested that some conservatives want to, quote, turn the clock back on equality.
Afternoon, everybody. 628 News Radio 92.3. More people are facing federal charges after any ICE protest outside the Broadview ICE facility just outside Chicago. Mike Tobin on the streets this afternoon, hanging in there.
A helicopter right there on this building. And that helicopter has just inserted snipers for the protection of all these federal agents entering the building. What they are after, six particular individuals associated with Tren de Aragua. They say these individuals are responsible for dealing in long guns and handguns, as well as drugs. The helicopter is now just taken off. This is really an unprecedented show of federal force. Almost 300 agents coming to get control of this building and the people inside.
And a new government website will allow Americans to purchase certain drugs at a discounted price. President Trump unveiled the website at the White House earlier today, saying Americans have been paying the highest drug prices for years now. The president also announced a deal with Pfizer to lower drug prices.
It was a great morning. Winn-Dixie provided free food for 500 families in the Pensacola area today. To close out Hunger Action Month, the grocer hosted a mobile food pantry at the Marie K. Young Wedgwood Community Center. Winn-Dixie donating $100,000 to Feeding America and providing an additional $100,000 worth of produce and table items through multiple food distribution events. So there you go. Winn-Dixie doing some really good stuff as a community partner. All right, we'll talk sports coming up at 5. This is News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. It appears a partial government shutdown is now unavoidable, and Fox's Chad Pergam is on Capitol Hill.
No talks are even planned. Democrats accuse the GOP of lying when it comes to health care demands in order to avoid a shutdown. President Trump is threatening to eliminate jobs and programs important to Democrats.
The deadline for a funding bill to pass is midnight. The Department of Homeland Security says it uncovered more information about a Biden-era program used to block some Americans from flying.
The Homeland Security Department calls it, quote, an unprecedented campaign of putting U.S. citizens on high-severity, no-fly lists for nonviolent political dissent. DHS canceled one of these surveillance programs called Quiet Skies this summer, saying it targeted conservatives while failing to prevent any terrorist attacks.
That's Fox's Rich Edson. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Chumba Casino, your online casino for play spins and a chance to score. Must be 21 and over, terms at ChumbaCasino.com. So far, Aaron Glenn has been all talk. Glenn said just last week that these aren't the same old Jets. Well, through four games, New York is constantly unprepared, and the Jets play a sloppy and undisciplined brand of football while failing to win a single game so far this season. So it's time for Aaron Glenn to stop talking big, because right now he's failing miserably. I'm Zach Gelb.
Chumba Casino brings nonstop fun straight to your screen. Anytime, anywhere. Explore hundreds of games like slots, blackjack, and instant scratch-style cards. Sign up to unlock your free welcome bonus and daily login bonuses and enjoy your chance at exciting prizes without spending a thing. Just click, play, and enjoy the ride. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about President Trump's announcement with Bibi Netanyahu of a potential peace deal with Hamas. We talked with Sheriff Chip Simmons about how kids waiting longer before they drive these days and the impact that has on their skill at driving when they become officers. And I kid you not, Google and Microsoft are paying a company in Kansas to bury cow poop underground in the tens of thousands of tons volume to save the planet. Seriously, you can listen to the conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app.
Then tap the app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games
Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3. What you would have done. So I missed a million miles of fun. I know it's up for me.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. On my feet.
Is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, if the government does shut down tonight, there is a possibility that the Blue Angels schedule might be affected. During the 2013 government shutdown, the Navy grounded the Blues for the remainder of that season. Lawmakers have until midnight tonight to come to an agreement on a spending bill. Failure to reach a resolution would impact tens of thousands of Floridians.
Number two.
Okay, forecasters at the National Hurricane Center saying Cat 1 Imelda. Pushing winds of 80 miles per hour this afternoon, centered 250 miles east of Cape Canaveral, moving away from the U.S. coastline. And I was mentioning to you just a few moments ago, we are seeing some really serious B-roll from the impacts on the North Carolina coast with this storm.
Right.
As they're saying, coastal flooding is happening from Florida's Space Coast up to the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Hurricane Hunter flights out there right now checking out the system. The Gulf of America, you'll like this part of the whole thing, will remain calm for the next 7 days.
Number three.
And Innovative Transport and Logistics Solutions have agreed to pay the nearly $500,000 fuel bill that it owes Escambia County. ITL officials said the company had been authorized to use county fuel for its vehicles. County Administrator Wes Moreno said covering ITL's fuel costs was not part of the contract, though. ITL has agreed to pay the bill by Friday, and the company's contract is set to expire today.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, ahead of tonight's potential government shutdown, Northwest Florida Congressman Jimmy Patronis says the Republicans have done their job when it comes to preparing for that shutdown.
Well, we've got until midnight tonight. The Republicans in the House, we've done our job. We sent over a very simple 24-page bill that simply extends the operation of the government's budget until the 21st of November.
Okay, if the government shutdown becomes a reality tonight, what happens next?
On national defense issues, on those issues of transportation, there's typically pretty good consensus amongst Democrats and Republicans when it comes to these issues where those that have Trump derangement syndrome have a chance to you know, create a name for themselves. They seize every opportunity, unfortunately.
All right. Hundreds of thousands of essential workers would be told to come to work without pay. All government employees are guaranteed back pay once they do return to work, while federal contractors are not, they're not guaranteed the money.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Monday Night Football wins for the Dolphins and the Broncos. Good morning, I'm Jared Max.
Here's Harvey. All alone, touchdown, Broncos.
On ABC, Denver quarterback Bo Nix completed 29 of 42 passes for 326 yards and two touchdowns, along with an interception. The Broncos dominated the Bengals in Denver 28-3. Broncos racked up 512 yards on offense compared to only 159 for Cincinnati. Both teams are now 2-2. First game last night in Miami Gardens, Florida, where the Dolphins beat the Jets 27-21. Miami improved its record to 1-3, but lost wide receiver Tyreek Hill to a dislocated knee in the third quarter. Hill carted off the field. It's expected he's going to miss the rest of this season. Miami running back Devon Achane ran for 99 yards and a touchdown. The Jets dropped to 0-4 under first-year head coach Aaron Glenn. No Jets coach has started his career 0-5. Sunday, the Jets will be home against the Cowboys. Week number 5 kicks off in two nights in Los Angeles. The Rams will host the 49ers. Baseball playoffs begin today. Quadruple header in the wild card round. Best of three-game series. To advance, teams need to only win two games. First game today, 1 p.m. Eastern time in Cleveland. The Guardians host the Tigers. 2 hours later in Chicago, the Cubs host the Padres. 6 o'clock Eastern, Red Sox at the Yankees. 9 o'clock Eastern, Dodgers home versus the Reds. Three managers were relieved of their jobs Monday. The Giants said goodbye to Bob Melvin. The Twins fired Rocco Baldelli. And the Rangers announced that the team and manager Bruce Bochy had mutually agreed to part ways. The Mets are keeping Carlos Mendoza as their manager. WNBA deciding Game 5 in the semifinals tonight in Las Vegas. Whoever wins between the Aces and the Indiana Fever will advance to the WNBA Finals against the Phoenix Mercury. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the Tampa Bay Rays have a new owner. The Business Journal reports that Jacksonville real estate developer Patrick Zalupski recently closed the $1.7 billion deal. Former owner Stu Sternberg will retain a 10% stake in the team, though. No one from the Zalupski group has spoken publicly about their plans for the team or a new stadium.
Okay, a popular wrestler announcing his final match. Michelle Polino is covering it for us today.
John Cena is stepping into the ring for the last time this December after a year-long farewell tour that included WrestleMania 41 and SummerSlam. The WWE legend will close out his career by headlining Saturday night's main event on December 13th at Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C. The match will stream exclusively on Peacock, though his opponent hasn't been announced. Cena, a 17-time world champion who surprised fans last summer when he announced his retirement, signed to the WWE in 2001. He became one of the company's biggest superstars before scaling back to part-time in 2018 to focus on acting, starring in films like Blockers The Suicide Squad, and the HBO Max series Peacemaker. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And former Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler serving a four-day jail sentence. He pleaded guilty to drinking and driving in Franklin, Tennessee last October. The Vanderbilt football legend also required to pay a $350 fine. Cutler will also be on unsupervised probation for 1 year and must attend a DUI safety class.
Here's today's health news.
A group of doctors in Nevada saying a state rule calling for doctors to identify an athlete's sex at birth is totally inappropriate for sports physicals. Are you believing this? Lisa Lucero has the details.
18 doctors and medical professionals have signed off on a letter to the Nevada Interscholastic Activities Association, saying the requirement extends beyond the scope of medical evaluation and into areas that are not within the purview of medical professionals, and it could represent a breach of confidentiality that has the potential to undermine trust between patients and healthcare providers. The change came after the association's board voted in April to reverse a policy set in 2014 that allowed transgender students to take part in sports that aligned with their preferred gender identity. Following changes in federal guidance supported by Lieutenant Governor Stavros Anthony, who is spearheading a task force to keep transgender athletes out of women's sports. Lisa Lucera, Fox News.
And research at Washington State University may have found a way to ease the effects of alcohol withdrawal symptoms. Researchers focused on the part of the brain called the cerebellum. They were able to affect the physical and emotional stress of withdrawal and often cause people to resume drinking. They used a synthetic material developed in Austria called Compound 6 that targets a receptor in the cerebellum. More research is needed before clinical trials can happen.
Madonna, speaking about a significant low period in her life surrounding her son Rocco. Michelle Polino has this report.
Madonna revealed a very dark period in her life on the On Purpose with Jay Shetty podcast, telling the host about when she was going through her divorce and subsequent custody battle with her ex-husband Guy Ritchie over their son Rocco. The singer said in part, "I actually contemplated suicide. I can't take this pain anymore," recalling she felt like they might as well just kill me, as she faced the possibility of losing her son. The custody dispute began in 2015 when Rocco, then 15, refused to return to New York. The case was settled in 2016, allowing him to live with Guy Ritchie in London. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And a new study shows that there's a lot of sexual health advice on TikTok that is not accurate. Researchers presented findings at an American Academy of Pediatrics meeting recently, saying that more than 20% of sexual health-related TikTok posts created by non-medical people had inaccurate info, and that 3% of videos done by medical professionals weren't accurate either. Allegedly, topics related to abortion had a much higher rate of inaccuracy. I find that very much believable.
Sure. Eating... Check this one out. Eating certain fruits and veggies could come with a health risk. Okay, Lisa Brady has more.
This is House Call for Health. A new study reveals some fruits and vegetables may cause higher levels of pesticide to be consumed than others. The study, published in the International Journal of Hygiene and Environmental Health, the Environmental Working Group has dubbed these higher-level pesticide fruits and veggies as the Dirty Dozen, with the most toxic mixtures found on green beans, spinach, peppers, and leafy greens. Onions, papaya, and watermelon were among the least contaminated foods, and they were added to the Clean 15 list. Experts recommend thoroughly washing all produce, to buy organic if possible. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
6:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see what's going on here. It's been a pretty eventful afternoon on the roads, at least up until 6 o'clock. Ever since then, the roads have been looking pretty clear. So thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so on your way home tonight. As for your weather, that's been going easy on us as well. 81 degrees, low of 71 tonight. We're going to see the highs over the next several days creep down all the way until Saturday, where we only have a high of 84, but we do have some rainfall chances that day. That could be a contributing factor.
Okay, the southeast continues to feel minimal effects of Tropical Storm Imelda. I know the east, North Carolina coastline, getting a little bit of unexpected damage there. Rain expected to drench the northwest. It's not going to be real pretty around the country. We're looking good. Fox senior me, hey, heck with them. We're looking good. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has the Fox weather forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms along with gusty winds and coastal impacts continuing along the southeast coast as Imelda churns offshore. The system will move to the northeast and away from the U.S. over the next few days. Unsettled weather is in the forecast for the northwest and the Great Basin, and the unseasonably warm temperatures will hang around for the rest of the week for much of the plains and the Midwest. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean. Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Today is the last day to claim the $7,500 tax credit for new electric vehicles. Well, Jeff Flock has more from Pennsylvania.
The last day for that $7,500 tax break, and people have been flocking in. 146,000 EVs sold last month, but according to analyst Jessica Caldwell at Edmunds, that drunken buying binge could end with a big hangover.
After October 1st, I would say it's going to fall off, especially because there's been a lot of pull-ahead purchases. People that would have bought in October, November, December even, likely pulled ahead their purchases.
But there could be a way for Ford and GM to extend the benefits of the rebate. They could acquire any unsold EVs on dealer lots today and get that $7,500 credit, and then down the road, pass it along to consumers who would lease a vehicle. At John Kennedy Ford in Jenkintown, Pennsylvania, I'm Jeff Flock, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The U.S. government is on track to shut down after midnight as congressional Republicans and Democrats both refuse to budge from their positions on a funding deal. House Speaker Mike Johnson, during an interview on CNBC's Squawk Box, says Democrats need to come to their senses here and do the right thing. Consumer confidence falling in September to the lowest level since April, ahead of the expected data blackout caused by that looming shutdown. The Conference Board reports the confidence index registered a 94.2 reading, off more than 3.5 points from August and below the Dow Jones estimate for 96. Stocks were higher on Wall Street today, with the Dow up 481 points, the S&P 500 gained 27, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ was up by 68. Crude oil futures for November delivery are up slightly. They're sitting below $63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, President Trump landing a deal with Pfizer aimed at lowering drug prices. That's some good information. Madison Allworth at the White House with more.
This is a promise that President Trump has been making. And now, as the White House likes to say, promise made, promise kept. Because, yes, President Trump, along with the Pfizer CEO, made the big announcement that the pharma giant is going to offer their drugs here in the U.S. at the lowest prices, putting them in line with what people pay in other countries. Medicaid patients will get lower prices offered on a new website called TrumpRx.gov. And as part of this deal, Pfizer has also agreed to increase manufacturing investments here in the U.S., all in order to get a 3-year grace period where they won't face pharmaceutical-specific tariffs.
And the looming government shutdown could have implications on the National Flood Insurance Program. If the government shuts down as expected on Wednesday, the program, which is run through FEMA, will no longer be able to issue new policies or renewals. People whose coverage is slated to lapse could find themselves without insurance in the event of a flood if the government faces a prolonged shutdown.
DoorDash launching a new method of delivery, and Judy Casola's all over this story.
The DoorDash Dot is being tested in Tempe and Mesa, Arizona. The company claims it's the first commercial autonomous delivery robot that can seamlessly navigate bike lanes, roads, and sidewalks. Dot was developed by the DoorDash Labs team. It's nearly 5 feet tall with sensors and cameras. DoorDash says it's designed for quick deliveries and engineered for safety. Separately, DoorDash revealed a new feature, Going Out, that will take reservations and will offer rewards. Janique Hosoda, Fox News.
And McDonald's bringing back its popular Monopoly sweepstakes game for the first time in nearly a decade. The fast food chain announced the game will return starting October 6th. Customers will have the chance to win prizes that range from free food to $1 million. This time around, customers will use the McDonald's app to collect pieces and redeem prizes. McDonald's said that fans have been clamoring for the return of Monopoly, and it's a core memory for so many customers.
Yeah, there you go. 6:50, 10 away from 7 o'clock. News Radio 92.3 country singer Zach Bryan breaks a concert attendance record in Michigan. Here's Michelle Polino.
Zach Bryan just made history as the first artist to ever play Michigan Stadium.
When was it drags?
Saturday night, he packed in 112,408 fans. That set a new record for the largest ticketed concert audience in U.S. history, according to promoter AEG Presents. The show with special guest John Mayer and support from Ryan Bingham and the Texas Gentlemen, plus Joshua Sloan, also shattered merch sales, pulling in $5 million. The previous record holder was George Strait, who drew 110,905 fans to Kyle Field in Texas. Michigan Stadium is the largest stadium in the country and the third largest stadium in the world. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All righty. On that note, with it almost being 6:52, we will take one final break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather. Both should be pretty easy going on you right now. We'll also get some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you to help ease you into this Tuesday night right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, everyone. You know, let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. That felt good, huh? Just like that, we had a nice special sort of moment, together. Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They could be loud moments, goofy moments, sporty moments, dorky moments. Moments where we talk or walk or just hang out. It doesn't really matter. They all count. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. Sounds like somebody agrees. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Today, call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Weekend Home Hotline, you're on with Woody.
Hey, Woody, have you ever heard an air conditioner this loud?
No, but the good news is WeCare has more than 10 years in business and thousands of positive reviews, so our HVAC, plumbing, and electrical teams can get it fixed and fast.
Thanks, Woody!
No one cares like WeCare. Schedule online at WeCareHeatAndAir.com.
We have a job to do out here today.
To be a winning team, you have to work like a winning team.
My team depends on me.
And my team is 50,000 strong.
This is the Action Team. High school students and Major League Baseball players working together to train and inspire the next generation of volunteers.
I'm LaTroy Hawkins.
I'm Craig Kimbrell, and we're on the team.
The Action Team.
Our team is the Action Team. Get in on the action at actionteam.org. Are you in?
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
She's divine. I know she's a super lady. I'm waking. I've gone hazy. Yeah. I'm crazy for that lady. She's shady, but she's not shady. Yeah.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, this is great. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. It is 6:55. I can go ahead and say heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price is in. Looking at that weather and local traffic together.
Thank you very much, sir. Looking at the roads here, not much going on. It's been a very smooth sailing hour, which is fortuitous considering we had a pretty eventful 4 and 5 o'clock hours. But right now, if you're dealing with backups, wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for long. As for your weather, sitting at around 81 degrees, tonight's low officially 71. Should be sunny for the most part, maybe some partly cloudy moments throughout the next few days. But we're going to see the highs start creeping down. Tomorrow's is 87, but come Saturday, going to be more to the tune of 84. But that's partially due to some rainfall chances coming into the area.
Here's today's pop culture news.
A norovirus outbreak on a Royal Caribbean cruise expected to land in Miami on Thursday. Boy, I bet you there's a lot of upset people on that cruise. Here's Julie Calhoun. She's down in Miami. She's with Fox TV Affiliate 7 with more on the details.
The CDC says 71 passengers and one crew member are sick on board with the stomach bug. The ship is currently carrying more than 1,800 passengers. The outbreak happening during a 13-day voyage. The cruise ship took off from San Diego on September 19th, making stops in Mexico. traveled to the Panama Canal, and made it to Colombia Monday before coming to Miami. In a statement, Royal Caribbean says the health and safety of our guests, crew, and the communities we visit are our top priority.
And a popular PBS show coming back almost 20 years after airing its last episode. It was announced on Monday that Reading Rainbow would be coming back with new episodes on October 4th. The episodes will air on Kidzuko's channel on YouTube with digital creator Michael Threets hosting. Celebrity guests include Eben Moss Bachrach, Gabrielle Union, and Chrissy Teigen. Episodes will also be available on readingrainbow.org.
657 News Radio 92.3, a country music award show, goes from three hosts down to one, and boy, that one is something special. Lainey Wilson. Here's Michelle Polino.
Lainey Wilson is taking center stage at this year's CMA Awards. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be than hosting the show solo, becoming just the third woman to do so, following Dolly Parton in 1988 and Reba McEntire in 1991. The November 19th broadcast will air live from Nashville's Bridgestone Arena on ABC and stream the next day on Hulu. Wilson, who co-hosted last year with Luke Bryan and Peyton Manning, has won 9 Country Music Association Awards in the past 3 years, including Female Vocalist of the Year 3 times straight. This year, she leads the field with 6 nominations, alongside Ella Langley and Megan Maroney. Zach Topp has 5 nominations, and Riley Green and Cody Johnson has 4. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Yeah, we're seeing the footage this afternoon coming in from North Carolina. It's Buxton, North Carolina, is getting smacked pretty good from Imelda. While we're talking about Imelda, it is moving eastward away from the U.S. out into the Atlantic. But I'll tell you, the storm surge and all, playing a pretty good hit all the way from Florida's east coast line all the way up through the Outer Banks in North Carolina. Island of Bermuda in the target, bracing for life-threatening impacts. Haley Meyer is in Bermuda this afternoon with the latest conditions.
We have got a 1-2 punch here for the island of Bermuda. Not only are we feeling the effects of Umberto right now, winds gusting up to 45 miles per hour, tropical storm force, sustained winds close to 30 miles per hour, and we are just getting started. Some of the waves we've seen today just crashing up against along the shoreline here. We are in St. John's Bay and St. John's Parish. And in this particular area, we have the coastal reef acting as a barrier, but they get the worst of the surge. But this island is very well fortified.
And you're in luck if you're single and live in Vermont. The website Privacy Journal says it's the safest state in the country for online dating, taking statistics into account such as romance scams, ID theft, fraud, sex offenders, STD reports, so on. Maine, New Hampshire, Iowa, and Kentucky took the next 4 spots behind Vermont. As for the most dangerous states, Nevada, Alaska, and Georgia.
Gun clubs growing in popularity amid concerns about politically motivated violence. Here's the latest from Los Angeles.
The mainstream media typically associates gun rights, gun ownership, gun violence with conservative, straight, white men. What is ignored, according to surveys, is double-digit growth in gun ownership among blacks, Hispanics, women, and now hundreds of chapters of liberal gun groups like the LGBTQ Pink Pistols, Progressive Shooters, the Liberals Gun Club, and some social media from the John Brown Gun Club in Los Angeles and the Socialist Rifle Club. And there's another far-left group, the Redneck Revolt, which advocates armed resistance.
Okay, be sure and tap the News Radio app tomorrow, 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Win those tickets to see Miami FSU on Saturday. Be a winner on News Radio 92.3. Have a great evening, everybody. Austin, I'll be back tomorrow at 4.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.